Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Coming up in this week's edition of Garden Talk, we do some greenhouse and garden maintenance. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning and another wet morning.
Yes, it looks like it's going to be that way for at least a while. So I've noticed some vegetables in my own garden. I've got some lettuce and the bottom leaves are kind of flopping down and turning yellow. What's causing that?
Some of it might be low nutrients, and some of that low nutrients might be caused by just the amount of rain we've gotten, which are leaching out the nutrients from the soil. It's a little late to be trying to feed them. You know, if you had some liquid, good old slimy weed juice, you could actually pour a little bit of that around there, trying to give them a little shot of nitrogen at this point. And otherwise, of course, trimming that off to remove the slug habitat is always a good thing. And eat your lettuce faster and share it with friends.
Even if the slugs don't get to it, can that be a problem for not only lettuce but other vegetables with all that moisture?
Of course. That's the perfect place for fungus to grow on. It's perfect conditions for fungus to grow. Anyway, so whether it be outdoors or in the inside our greenhouses and hoop houses, you know, that's the eternal vigilance thing where we've got to be doing cleanup work to remove that. The yellowing leaves are more susceptible to fungus colonization.
Oh, okay. So just clip them off, remove them. Do we put them in the compost or we just throw them in the trash?
Much to the fungus, we have, it's everywhere around here. I mean, there's good fungi and bad fungi, not to mention all the mushrooms and stuff too. So that kind of stuff going into the compost probably isn't going to make a lot of difference in the long term. I mean, the spores are here. If you've got the good stuff that's colonizing your compost patch, they can combat some of that other stuff. You know, we don't want to be putting in the worm-infested, bug-infested stuff and slug-infested, even though they may already be living there in your compost, having a merry old time.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about squash and tomatoes and those sort of vegetables, especially in a greenhouse. If they start growing too much, that's also going to set up some conditions for fungus, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinning leaves partly to let more air circulation through. But again, like you mentioned, outside, those yellow leaves that are more likely to get the fungus, as well as the spent flowers on the squash, cucumbers, tomatoes, and that sort of thing. So at least on the squash, the flowers are big enough, we can pick off those, and whether that's on the, hopefully, the female ones where there's little squash forming, you know, about 2 days after you see them shriveling, and you gently break those off the ends of the zucchinis, so that, again, the mold doesn't start into those dying flowers, and then it travels down into the zucchinis. At the same time, we can also be, to kind of prevent some of that, once we have pollination, usually there's lots more male flowers, which are surplus to our needs, you know, whether we're hand pollinating or not. And those can be picked off and used, you know, dipped in a little fritter batter or something really light. You stuff them and fry them to add to your salads and other places too. So they're usable even while we're doing this removal. And leaves, so like on my cucumber plants, the lower tips where the moisture, the dew condensation holds for the longer time, that's the spot where the fungus gets started. And you can watch it. I mean, you can watch the stuff spread. It's like there's little waves on the cucumber leaves where it's spreading. I was just picking off some more leaves this morning and putting them into my, well, my fungus bucket.
And I guess kind of a dumb question, but what's the difference between a male flower and a female flower?
Okay, this is botany 101. You'll see there's the little fruit or zucchini or squash or cucumbers on the bottom or underneath the female flower, and the male flower does not have that. If you look into the flower, you will see the bright yellow stamens in the male flower, which have pollen. That's where we can take flowers on things like squash to move over to the female flowers. If we don't have the bees in our greenhouses, we can take those and pollinate take the stamens, put the pollen onto the stigmas of the female flowers, helping out Mother Nature.
Okay, well, sounds like I need to go back and review my fifth grade biology here.
It's pretty easy. I mean, when you look at the flowers, it's pretty obvious, since they have separate flowers compared to an apple blossom or a cherry or otherwise, where all the male and female parts are all on one flower.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot for the education.
You're welcome, Matt.
Rain to the views from the land.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarsky is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.